haven't had this, you know, taste of defeat very much, and it's a new feeling for all of us, and we're just going to have to stay positive with each other.
Is that hard, though? I mean, kind of adjusting to that, knowing that you had so much success, and then now it's kind of a different kind of success?
A little bit, but like I said, just got to stay positive, because if not, you'll self-destruct, and we won't win any games from here on out. So we just got to take it game by game and continue to try to improve and take steps forward.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Ty, tough game there. Baylor had four big plays, or three long plays in the game. Just talk about that frustration of that.
Very frustrating, because I felt like, aside from those plays, we did what we needed to do to win a ball game. But the fact of the matter is, you just can't give up those plays if you want to win the game.
Aside those plays, you feel like the defense probably played one of their better games in the season?
I did. You know, it's tough to say that, though. I mean, the biggest stat is win-loss column, and we didn't get it done today. It's tough knowing that you're part of those big plays giving up, and we just got to get that stuff corrected.
Heading into another bye week here, final bye week before your final half of the season, what are some of the things maybe that people won't see need to be corrected?
We'll have to obviously take a look at film and see, you know, what happened on those big plays. I felt like we've gotten a lot of our mistakes corrected. We stuffed the run game for the most part of the game and have improved in that aspect. Guys are flying around and making plays, and, you know, like I said, just can't give up those big plays.
All right, six games to go. Tough to not hang your head?
It's frustrating. It's a new feeling for all of us, not being able to win these close games. But we just got to take it game by game and continue to try to take steps forward and go from there.